Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love for our lives. Thank you for how you take good care of us every day. Thank you for your strength, equipping us and enabling us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for victories you have given to us over the battles that confront us in this world. We are so grateful for how you meet us at the point of our needs. You have not allowed us to suffer so much before you help us. You always intervene at every moment we need your interventions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. We thank you for the grace and privilege you have given to us with you and to know you. Thank you for how you shine your light on our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you, Lord, for how you expose the works of darkness in our lives so that we can avoid them and embrace the light, your light, your righteousness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your healing hands that have visited us. For when we were so sick and weak, you touched us and you healed us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making all things and everyone work together for our good. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for disconnecting us from those things that are weighing us down. Thank you for disconnecting us from friends, people that are polluting our spiritual walk with you, corrupting our spiritual health. Thank you for separating us from everything that defiles our spiritual garments before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the ministry of your angels in our lives and situations. Thank you for we have seen your angelic interventions in so many ways. We also thank you for how you answer our prayers on this platform. We thank you for answering our prayers very fast. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for a great and glorious future you have prepared ahead of us. Sometimes you show us this future in our dreams, and sometimes you speak about it to us through your voice. And we are so sure that our future is great and glorious and prosperous and beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified again and again in Jesus' name. For Lord, we have come together here in your presence to seek your face, to call upon your name, to present our needs and petitions and supplications. O Lord, in your mercy, visit us tonight. We know that our helps shall come wholly from you. O Lord, help us as we pray. Touch our lives. Touch our situations. And enforce your will to prevail. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. I know the Lord is here always to answer our prayers. And I know if you believe and trust Him, He will answer yours. Yeah, because many among us already testify of His faithfulness. Even I have received from His faithfulness. Yeah, so I believe if you believe and trust Him and you're not an hypocrite, you're not someone who is trying to play God, yeah, you just act as someone who is righteous in the public, but secretly you don't love God, except maybe you are like that, you might not receive from His faithfulness. But for those of us who really believe and trust Him, we have seen His faithfulness. And we can say without a doubt that the Lord is here and that He answers prayers. Yeah, so I want you to believe and trust Him. Or maybe I should say I want you to always come here to believe and trust Him. Because He is here. Yeah, He is not hiding. We have seen Him. Many of us in this ministry have seen Him. I mean, we have seen His faithfulness. And we can't even deny it again. Because it's so real. Every day, we see His faithfulness. Every day. Yeah, I just felt to encourage some of you. Yeah, so that you will not allow the devil to deceive you. So that you won't be going to meet false prophets and false churches. Because you feel like you feel like God is not answering your prayers. God is. Maybe you should check your life. Check your own lifestyle. Yeah, maybe you should check your lifestyle before questioning whether God answers prayers or not. Yeah, that is just by the way. Yeah, so we are going to start with worship songs. Before we go into the prayer point. He is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. Our God is able, abundantly able to deliver, to deliver those who trust in Him. Jesus is able, He is able forever, abundantly able to deliver, to deliver and to save, and to save. Our God is able forever, abundantly able to deliver, to deliver those who trust in Him. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. In every situation, faithful are you, Lord. In every circumstance, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. O Lord. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in our midst. Have your way in our situations. Have your way, Lord, in our callings. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. The steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the singing. We give you all the glory, Savior. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alleluia. The Lord is great. Alleluia. The Lord is mighty. Alleluia. To the Lamb of God, hallelujah. To the Elohim, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agni Cheba, oh, Yeshua, HaMashiach. 아그네 지바 예슈아 예슈아 하마시아 Lion of Judah, 아그네 제발, King of the Universe, 예슈아, 하마시아, Lion of Judah, Yes, Lord, 아그네 제발. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one who parted the Red Sea. You are the one who parted the Red Sea. You are the one, you are the one, you are the one, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, yes, HaGadol Shebaah, King of the whole earth. Yeshua, Lord of hosts, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, HaGadol Shebaah, We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. You are God forever. We shall serve no other God. We love thee, Lord, King of Israel. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. Glorious God, beautiful King, exalted God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful. Full King, exalted God, we bow before your throne. Yes, we bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see How great, how great is our God, King of the universe, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Almighty God, you are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. We bring you all the glory. You are glorious, Father. So glorious in your ways. We bring you all the praise. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Sing Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yes, Lord, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Worship Him. He is Almighty God. He is Most High God. He is the King of Israel, the ruler of the whole earth. He is the King of the universe. He is strong and mighty. He is mighty in battles. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him from the depth of your heart. Praise Him. Praise Him. That is why you are here, to praise Him, to worship Him. Worship the King of glory. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the Almighty God. Worship Jesus, the Lamb of God. Worship Him. Worship Him. O God of Israel, we worship You. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise You. Rock of Israel, we praise You. Thank You, Lord. We worship Your majesty. We worship Your majesty. You are the Lord, and that is Your name. You rule over all. You are higher than all. You are greater than all, mightier than all, wiser than all, stronger than all. You are the Lord, and that is who You are. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You, Father. In power, there is none like You. In glory, there is none like you. In greatness, there is none like you. In wisdom, there is none like you. In mercy, there is none like you. We worship you, God of heaven and the earth. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You commanded light to shine out of darkness. You make things come out of nothing. We worship you, Jesus, for with you nothing is impossible. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you will still do. We bless you, Father. Receive our praise. Receive our worship. Receive our thanksgiving. Thank you for everything. You deserve more than we can give you. For you are so good. You have done us well. You have helped us. You have healed us. You have strengthened us. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to start with Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so good to me and my family and my siblings and my household. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. You have been so good to me. You have been so good to me. You have been so good to me. Thank you for being so good. Thank you, Lord, for being so good. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. You have been so good to me. You have been so good to me. In every way, you have been good. In every way, you have been good. In every situation, you have been good. Thank you, Lord, for you have been so good. You have been so good. You have been so good. In my spirit, soul, and body, you have been so good. In my calling and ministry, you have been so good. In my career, you have been so good. In my business, you have been so good. In my family, you have been so good. In my household, you have been so good. In my environment, you have been so good. And you have done me well. Thank you, for you have been so good. You have not allowed me to perish. Your mercy has found me. You have delivered me from darkness. And you have set me in your marvelous light. You have been so good. You have saved my soul. You have been so good. You have terminated my shame. You have been so good. You have destroyed disgrace in my life. You have been so good. You have destroyed poverty in my life, weaknesses in my life. You have been so good. Thank you, Jesus, for you have been so good to me. Has the Lord been good to you? Thank Him. Thank Him. For He has been so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you because I know you will visit me tonight. Say, Father, thank you because I know you will help me in this session, in this prayer session. I know you will visit me. I know you will touch me. I know you will help me. I know you will save me. I know you will deliver me. Begin to thank Him like that. Begin to thank Him like that. Say, Father, I thank you because I know you will visit me. You will help me. You will bless me. You will save me. You will deliver me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because in the midst of these prayers, you will change my life. In the midst of this hour of prayer, you will change my life. You will help me. You will bless me. You will revive me. You will strengthen me. You will restore me. Oh Lord, thank you, for I know my life will not remain the same. For you will visit me as I pray in this place, in this hour. Thank you, Lord, because I know you will help me. I know you will help me. Thank you, Father. Because you said in your word that you will help me. Thank you, because I know you will help me. As I call on you in this hour, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray for yourself. I discovered that a lot of Christians today are more sensitive to darkness than they are sensitive to the light. Yeah. And not only that, the darkness are able to control them than the light is able to control them. And not only that, they get so excited in darkness than they get excited in the light. Yeah. So you're going to pray for yourself, because I saw that some of you, the devil is able to control you, just like you press a remote control, you know, like you're trying to change a channel on the television, and then you just press a button on the remote, and then the TV brings a new channel for you to watch. Exactly, that is what I am saying, and that is what I have seen a lot in the church. You're going to pray for yourself. Why should demons find it so easy to control you, to control your thoughts, to control your emotions, to control your desires, to control your feelings? And why is it so difficult for the Holy Spirit to control you? Why is it easy for darkness to control you than it is for the Holy Spirit? It means there's a problem. It means you are in bondage. So you're going to place place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every strength the kingdom of darkness have over my life break in pieces right now. Place your right hand on your head. Say, in the name of Jesus, let every strength the kingdom of darkness have over my life break in pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Darkness should not be able to control you. It should be too difficult. It should be impossible for them to control you. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let every strength darkness have on my soul be broken right now. Let every strength darkness have on my spirit be broken right now. Let every strength darkness have on my body be broken right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, she had technically cleared it out. Even while you are praying, you know, it's funny that even while you are praying, they are still controlling your thoughts. And you are praying and your mind is traveling everywhere and you are praying. That is a serious problem. Even while you are praying, you are worshiping, you are praising God, they are still controlling you. And you find it difficult to focus on God. You find it difficult to think straight, to think pure. That is a serious problem. I'm just trying to describe it so that you will know that you need to pray that prayer seriously. Begin to say, let every strength the kingdom of darkness have on my life be broken now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Let every strength the dark kingdom have on my life be broken. Every strength the witchcraft realm have on my life break now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every strength of control the kingdom of darkness have on my life break now in the name of Jesus. Every strength of control the marine kingdom have on my life break right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree that the strength the enemy have on your life break right now in the name of Jesus. I repeat, the strength the kingdom of darkness have on your life break right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still praying. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, keep your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every darkness on my head, causing me to see darkness in all situations, causing me to see negativities in all situations. Yeah, causing me to see the opposite of good in all situations. Begin to say, let fire fall and destroy every darkness on me, causing me to see things in a dark way. Yeah, maybe that's the way to put the prayer point. Yeah, every darkness on my head that is making me to see things in a dark way, not in the way God wants me to see them, making me to interpret situations in a dark way, to interpret what is going on around me in a dark way. Let fire fall and consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Jishad Kidamala. Say in the name of Jesus. Let fire fall and consume every darkness that has covered my head, making me to see things in a dark way, making me to interpret situations in the dark way and not in the way of the light. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume such darkness. Every darkness that has covered my head, making me not to see the light of God that is in all situations, making me to always see darkness, to always see negative things. Let the fire of God consume them now. Let the fire of God destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Every darkness that has covered my mind, making me to think negative of all things, making me to see negative in all things, let fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The way you see things will determine how you handle things. Yeah, I repeat, the way you see things will determine how you handle things. Some things are not so serious as you are saying it. It's because you have not seen, you are not looking at those things the right way. Yeah. Those things that is, you know, giving you depression, giving you anxiety, worry, some of those things, they are not as heavy as you are saying it. Yeah. They look so big and so difficult because you are not seeing them the right way. I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. So if you begin to see things through the mind of Christ, through the light, you will discover that many of the things you think is a problem is not a problem at all. I tell you the truth. You will just realize, it will dawn on you that all these things are actually not a problem. Yeah, it will just dawn on you like that. So you're going to pray again. Still put your hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, from today, help me to see all things from your mind. Help me to interpret all things with your mind. Help me to see all things from the mind of Christ, or with the mind of Christ. Begin to say, help me to interpret all things with the mind of Christ. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, from today. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, from today, with your right hand on your head. Say, Father, from today, help me to see all things with your mind. Help me to interpret all things with your mind. In the name of Jesus, help me to see all things with the mind of Christ. Until you begin to see with the mind of Christ, you will always have problem with everything. Talk to God. Say, Father, help me. Help me to see myself the way you see me. Help me to see things the way you see them. Help me to see situations the way you see them. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me to interpret things with your mind, not with my mind, but with your mind, with the mind of Christ. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dejesa hashida galala. Mashida galheni sijala. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, command your helps to locate me from the same place I have been rejected and hated. Say, Father, command your helps to find me, to come to me in the same place I have been rejected and hated. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mashi jene kedegala. Diherosh tenisu zilabala. Say, Father, command helps to come to me from the same place I have been hated and rejected by your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, command help, O God. Command help, O God. Command your help, O God, to find me. Thank you, Lord. In the same place I have been hated and rejected. Thank you, Father. Command your help to come to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that there are two people among you who have been fasting. You have been fasting for something. Yeah, just two among you. You have been fasting. And this is different from the fasting we do in the ministry. Yeah, I know we fast two times a week in our ministry, but this one is different. You have been doing a personal fasting on your own for something to happen in your life. Yeah, the Lord said I should tell you that your request has been granted. Yeah, that's what I heard. Your request has been granted. Yeah, now, this is the next prayer point. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, hasten the manifestation of your of promises you have spoken to me some years ago. Promises you have shown me some years ago. Say, Father, hasten the manifestation. Hasten the manifestation. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Deshuje esujiande kedegala. Mashana dagetalagala. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, hasten the manifestation. Fast forward the manifestation of promises you have revealed to me. Promises about my life, promises about my calling, about my marital life, about my destiny. Oh Lord, by your mighty hand, hasten their manifestations. Right now, in the name of Jesus, hasten their manifestations. Let them come to pass. Thank you, Lord. Do not allow them to be delayed. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, let them not delay any longer. Say, Father, let them not delay any longer. Hasten the manifestation of your word of promise you have spoken to me some years back. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, now, this message is coming to my spirit. Yeah, and it's a message of correction. And I realize that many Christians are guilty of it. Now, this is it. The Spirit of God is ministering to me that we are wrong every time we magnify darkness. Every time we praise darkness. Yeah, he said you are wrong every time you praise darkness. Yeah, every time you praise what darkness is doing or what darkness have done, every time you magnify darkness, he said you are wrong. Yeah, but you are right. Every time you praise the light, every time you magnify the light, yeah, even if in your body you can feel like, oh, darkness is attacking me. Even if in your body you can feel like, oh, this is painful and this is the devil doing it, you must not praise the darkness. Yeah, he said that is how many of you have lost your victories. Yeah, I'm speaking it as I'm hearing in my spirit. He said that is how many of you have lost your victories because you praise the darkness than you praise the light. You magnify the darkness than you magnify the light. You magnify witchcraft than you magnify the power of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to praise your light. Teach me to praise your power. Teach me to praise your grace in the midst of this dark world. Teach me to praise you. Teach me to magnify you. Teach me to speak highly of your power. To think highly of your strength. In the name of Jesus. Teach me, O God. Teach me to praise your light. Teach me to praise your word. Teach me to praise your kingdom. Teach me to praise your power. Teach me to praise your glory. Teach me to praise your grace in the midst of a fallen and dark world. Even in the midst of thick darkness, oh Lord, teach me to magnify you. Teach me to magnify your power. Teach me, oh God. And this is a very serious prayer point. Because many Christians are guilty of this. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to magnify your power in the midst of the thick darkness of this world. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Which means, even when you are sick, don't magnify the sickness. I mean, don't speak highly of the sickness, but speak highly of the power of God that is in the midst of you to hang that sickness. Yeah, this is something you have to train your mind to do. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to connect with your power. By using the weapon of praise. Say, Father, teach me how to connect with your power, how to bring down your power through using the weapon of praise. In the name of Jesus, teach me how to bring your light into the midst of darkness through the weapon of praise. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, oh Lord, teach me how to bring down your power upon every situation I go through by using the weapon of praising you. Teach me how to do this, oh God. Teach me how to do this. God taught David how to do it. And that is why David has never lost any battle since he began to war. Say, Lord, teach me how to connect with your power through praise, through praising you in all situations, through magnifying you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Now, you need to know that there is an anointing of power such that it makes you powerful. Yeah. There's an anointing of power that makes you powerful. Now, when I say it makes you powerful, I mean that you will have this ability of God to do certain things, and you will know that you have that ability to do it. Yeah. And of course, they are not witchcraft things. I'm not saying you have ability to operate like witches. I'm saying you have ability to enforce the will of God, to make the will of God happen in the head, because the system of this world has been designed to function against the will of God. That is why Jesus told us to pray in Matthew chapter 6 that we should ask God that his will be done in earth as it is in heaven, because the system on earth is so designed to ensure that the will of God is not done in every second. Now, there's an anointing that makes you powerful, and you know that you have this power to enforce the will of God on earth. And you'll be able to decree, and it will happen. That is the anointing the Lord wants to put on you. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord, anoint me with power. I'm going to repeat. You're going to say, Father, anoint me with power to enforce your will in the head, to perform your will in the head, to manifest your will in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, the dealer, hashtag. Gijuan, diketegalabala. No, Jesus, sanagashi, nanatalabala. There is a will of God for every situation, and there is a power to enforce his will in that situation. Say, Father, anoint me with power. Say, Father, anoint me with power to enforce your will in the head. Thank you, Lord. To execute your will in the head. To manifest your will in the head. Anoint him with power. Jesus told them, he said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So this anointing comes with power. Talk to God. If you believe, it will happen. If you don't believe, it will not happen. Talk to God. Say, Father, anoint me with power. Thank you, Lord. Power to enforce your will in the head, whether the world likes it or not, whether the system of the world permits it or not. Power to enforce your will in the head. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, fill me with that power. Nijijia ke kare na halajda. Mesujina na dalujda. Oh, Lord, anoint me with that power. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. If you believe it will happen to you right then, if you believe, you will see that power on you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anoint me with power. Anoint me, thank you, Lord, with power to enforce your will. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, there is a strong contention going on between the light and darkness. Every second, the forces of light is always at war with the forces of darkness. Yeah, but because many Christians are so lazy, they don't join that warfare. Now, I fight every second. Yeah, and that is why I don't lose in spiritual warfare, because I'm always fighting. I'm ready for war. Now, the reason why Christians lose is because they are not ready for war. Yeah, I fight even in the midst of every thought that crosses my mind. I'm always fighting, for even within me, the war goes on every second. Even within my mind, the war goes on. Within my flesh, the war goes on. The Bible says that the spirit lost against the flesh. The flesh lost against the spirit. Yeah, so the light and darkness, they are always fighting. They are always fighting. They are always fighting. And then you claim to be part of the light. You claim to be on the side of the light. And you are not fighting. Yeah, how are you going to win? You have to continue to fight every second. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, make me sensitive and involved in your warfare that is going on in the head between the light and darkness. Yeah, that's how you're going to pray that prayer point. You're going to say, Father, make me sensitive. Like you're saying, God, enlist me into this battle. Yeah, so when God enlisted me, I knew that I cannot live a normal life till I die. When I entered into that warfare, yeah, and I knew that I cannot live a normal life. Even the people around me, they know that I'm not normal. Yeah. And so many Christians are not sensitive that there is a war going on every second, and that you must be on the winning side. For if you are not on the winning side, soon you will be out of the way. I mean, you will be permanently defeated by darkness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me sensitive and involved. Make me sensitive to and involved in your warfare that is going on in the head with darkness. Your warfare going on in the head with darkness. Lord, make me sensitive to that warfare and make me involved in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make me involved. Enlist me. Thank you, Lord. Enlist me as a strong warrior, as a vibrant soldier. Enlist me in your warfare that is going on in the head against darkness. Make me sensitive to that warfare. Make me involved in that warfare. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Until you become sensitive to Him, you will not always win. Until you are always ready to fight, you will not always win. That is the rule. So Lord, make me sensitive to your warfare that is going on in the head every second against darkness, and bring me to that warfare. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, there was a time I was doing a prophetic training. Yeah, or prophetic teaching class. Maybe you can call it a school of prophet. I was doing it online, and some people were asking questions like they want to have encounter with angels because I was teaching on that. Yeah. But the price to pay to begin to have encounters with the angels of God operating in this head is what many of them were not ready to pay. Yeah, because you can't have encounter with the angels fighting darkness if you don't get involved in the fight. Yeah, you can't have encounter with the angels in charge of evangelism if you are not doing evangelism. Yeah, so there's no how. It doesn't work. Yeah, so when you get involved in everything God is doing in the head, in every second, it is easy to encounter God's angels because they are also doing the same. Yeah. So angelic encounters are not for lazy Christians who don't want to fight, who don't want to fast, who don't want to pray for hours. Angelic encounters is not for those people. Yeah, so you're going to pray. What is it that God has been impressing on your heart to start doing concerning his battle, his end time battle against darkness? But up till now, you are not doing it. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to pick up the assignment you have been waiting for me to do. Say, Father, help me to start the assignment you have been expecting me to do for a long time. Say, Lord, strengthen me to do it. Give me faith. Help me, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, I want to be part of what you are doing in the head. I want to be part of what you are doing in the head. If you are not part of what God is doing at this time, you are just living a wasted life. Yeah, you have to be involved in what God is doing now. Somehow, you just have to be involved. So Lord, help me to begin the assignment you have been expecting me to do for you for a long time. Help me to begin to do it according to the way you want it done. Help me, Lord Jesus. If I don't know that assignment, Lord, show it to me. Show it to me. Whatsoever you want me to do so that I can be part of your operations in the head at this time, Lord, reveal it to me now, because I want to be involved. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is telling me that some of you, you have been doing a good work before, and God was happy with it. But suddenly, because you were blessed, you received a physical blessing from God, then you now relax. Yeah, that is it. Because God gave you some physical blessings, you now relax. Yeah, that is very wrong. So you need to sit up. You need to go back to doing that good work. Don't relax. Don't relax. Don't relax. Yeah, you're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, let your light begin to judge every wrong intention in my heart that I thought is right. Yeah, say, Father, let your light begin to expose and judge every wrong intention in my soul that I have thought is right. Let your light expose them. Let your light judge them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Jishanaga desesala lejuan devatashida mashesuzedege deshelia. Expose them by your light. Even the things I never knew was wrong. Every unclean intention in my heart that I thought was right. Lord, expose them now by your light and judge them so they can die forever and not live again in the name of Jesus. Expose them. I pray for you that the light of God shall pass through your soul and expose every intention that is not of God, so you may cut them off now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray. Now, the Lord is showing me that some of you have been wounded in the battle. I mean, in this battle between light and darkness. You have been wounded. Yeah, maybe because you're not fighting as you should fight, or you're not even fighting at all. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, use your blood to heal every wound that I got in my battle against darkness. Yeah, that's how you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, use your blood to heal every wound I got in my battle against darkness. Use your blood to heal me, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are all kinds of wounds. Whatever it is, whether it is in your spirit, you can be wounded in your spirit, you can be wounded in your soul, you can be wounded in your body. Say, Lord Jesus, use your blood. Use your blood. Use your blood to heal me. Use your blood to heal me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, use your blood to heal me. Thank you, Lord. Use your blood to heal every wound I got in my battle against darkness. Use your blood to heal me now. Use your blood to heal me now. Thank you, Lord. Use your blood to heal me. Thank you, Father. Heal me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is also telling me that there's a favor that you should have received last year. A favor you should have received last year, but somehow it missed you. Yeah, somehow it missed you. You're going to pray because that favor is coming back. That favor is coming back. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, bring back the favor the enemy stole away from our lives last year. Say, Father, bring it back now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jeshade gihilalalala. Mash zenegesh divadigalala. Say, Father, bring back. Thank you, Lord. Every favor the enemy stole from me last year. Thank you, Lord. Bring them back now. Oh, Lord, bring them back. Bring them back into my life. Bring them back upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, and bring them back. Forgive me, Lord, and bring them back. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, forgive me and bring them back. Thank you, Lord. Bring them back, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The favor I should have received last year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you with might. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me with might in my inner man. Yeah, because I saw that some of you, immediately you try to do a spiritual exercise. That is when you just get tired from nowhere. Yeah, you just get tired. Immediately you want to do a spiritual exercise. You just get so tired. That is an attack. And you get tired because you are not stronger than the darkness attacking you. When you are stronger, you won't get tired. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me with might in my inner man. Say, Holy Spirit, strengthen me with might in my inner man. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. So Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Strengthen me with might. Strengthen me with might. Strengthen me with might in my inner man. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to be defeated. I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to be a loser. Holy Spirit, strengthen me in my inner man. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen me with might. In my inner man. I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to be enslaved. Holy Spirit, strengthen me with might. For every good work, strengthen me with might in my inner man. For every righteous work, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, restore every opportunity I have lost. You're going to say, Father, restore every opportunity I have lost. Every good opportunity you sent to me some time ago, but I lost them. Lord, resend them back. Resend them again. Restore lost opportunities. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, restore every lost opportunity in my life, in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, every lost opportunity concerning my skills, concerning my talents, every lost opportunity, oh Lord, restore them. Restore them. Mashanaga Dijanea. Restore them, oh God. Restore them. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop, continue. Say, Father, restore them. Every missed opportunity. Oh Lord, restore them now. In the name of Jesus, my life must move forward. My life must move forward. My calling must move forward. Thank you, Lord. I must move forward in my destiny. I must move forward in my career. I must move forward in my spiritual life. Oh Lord, restore every lost opportunity that were meant to do this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you can remember, I mentioned it recently that visions and dreams are connected to angels and also to time. Yeah, there are some visions and dreams that you should have seen, but you did not see them. Yeah, that is what the Lord is bringing to my spirit. I don't know when you should have seen them. Yeah, but you should have seen them. But you did not see them. Yeah, so I call it lost visions, lost dreams. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, restore visions and dreams that I have missed. Visions and dreams you sent into my life, and I missed them, and I could not see them. Oh Lord, restore them now. Oh Lord, send them back. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jahasha den de hella haladada. Gijusiando bashuele labadada. Gihodeke deshina nabalactusanada. Jusishana dijana. Thank you, Lord. Say, oh Lord, send them back. In the name of Jesus, send them back. Send them back by your mercy. Because those visions and dreams are so crucial to your life and destiny. They're so crucial to your progress and victory. Say, oh Lord, by your mercy, according to your mercy, bring back the visions and dreams that I missed. The visions and dreams you sent into my life, but I couldn't see them. I was too blind to see them. Oh Lord, bring them back. Thank you, Lord. Bring them back. 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 Bring them back, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bring them back by your mercy. 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 Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to drive men to help me. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to drive me to help me. Let me never be stranded of help. At every time I need help, Lord, let your angels begin to drive people to help me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Dije hala shina walala. Mesujida ke tende ba kijilea. Tasha sa dije na galala. Say, O God of heaven and the earth, release your angels to drive me, to help me. Release your angels to drive people to help me. Let me not be stranded of help at every time I need help. In every day I need help. Lord, let me never be stranded of help. Let my children never be stranded of help. Let my spouse never be stranded of help. Oh Lord of hosts, release your angels to drive men to help me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I release God's anger on every demonic cook feeding me with food in the dream. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I release God's anger to destroy every demonic cook. Yeah, or demonic caterer, whatever they call people that cook food. Yeah, you're going to say, I release God's anger to destroy every demonic cook, satanic cook, witchcraft cook, feeding me with food in the dream. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. You can eat in the dream and you will not know. They will make sure you're not aware that you ate in the dream. Yeah, it happens. Begin to pray. Say, I release God's anger. Say, I release God's anger to destroy every demonic cook feeding me with demonic meal in my dreams. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God waste them. Let the anger of God waste them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I saw that some of you have the gift to lead people to worship God. Yeah, you have the gift to lead people to worship God. Or maybe I should say, you have that anointing on you, but it has been caged by the enemy. Yeah, so make sure you begin to pray from today for those of you that have that gift, meaning that you have the gift to, let's say for instance, to do something similar to what I did on every day when I'm starting the prayer session. I lead you in worship songs, to sing worship songs, praise songs. That's what I'm talking about. So you know you have that gift to lead people to worship God. Yeah, but is not functioning. Yeah, maybe devil made you discouraged, or maybe you have not found a platform to do it. I don't know, but somehow you are not doing it. And that gift is so powerful because it is able to bring down God's presence on the people you are leading. It is able to launch the people into the glory of God. Yeah. When you do it in the spirit. So make sure you begin to pray from today that God release you to manifest that calling and that gift. Yeah, that is the prayer you'll be praying. You'll be praying personally. You say, Father, release me to function powerfully in this gift. Yeah, break every barrier stopping it from manifesting. Yeah, so that is it. So, those who are concerned should take note of that. So now we are still praying. We have 3 more prayer points, and then we'll round up the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the living God, destroy every seed of darkness that has been planted in me. Destroy them now. Every seed of darkness that have been planted into me from childhood. Fire of the living God, destroy them now. Fire of God, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Fire of God, destroy every seed of darkness that has been planted. Thank you, Lord. Planted into me from childhood. Be uprooted now by fire of God in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted by the living fire of God. Be uprooted by the fire of God. Every seed of darkness that have been injected into me from childhood, planted into me from childhood, be uprooted by fire. Mijishanaga tesosalashda. Miglihana delalaha. Thank you, Lord. Be uprooted. Be uprooted now. In the name of Jesus. I command that seed to come out of you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I release God's hunger upon every creature of darkness stationed in my life to monitor my life, for evil. I release God's anger upon them right now. I release God's anger upon them right now. I release God's anger to destroy them right now. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. So I release God's hunger. I release God's hunger to destroy every creature of darkness, whether visible or invisible, watching over my life for evil. monitoring my life for evil. God's anger consumed them all. God's anger destroyed them. Thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every creature of darkness that have surrounded my life, watching and monitoring my life for evil, receive God's anger and die. Receive God's anger and die. Receive God's anger and die. Right now in Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, redirect the course of my life. By course, I mean C-O-U-R-S-E. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, redirect the course of my life. Redirect the bearing of my life. To the path where my calling is fulfilled. You're going to say, Father, redirect the direction of my life. You can also put it that way. Say, Father, redirect the course of my life, the journey of my life, to go through the path where my calling and destiny is fulfilled, where my calling and destiny will be fulfilled. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Pray. It's possible that you are following another path that will never make your calling and destiny fulfilled. Ask God to redirect your course. Say, Father, redirect the journey of my life to go through the path where your promises came to pass, to go through the path where your will is fulfilled, where your will came to pass. Oh Lord, redirect the journey of my life. I don't want to live a wasted life. I don't want to live an unfulfilled life. Redirect the course of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here as we run off. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Ancient of Days, we thank you for you are so faithful. We thank you because only you can speak and it will come to pass. We thank you for your greatness is above all. We thank you for your glory is above all. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you are doing right now. Thank you for all that you are going to do for us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the blessings you have already released during the course of the prayers. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the helps you have already released. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, I ask for everyone hearing my voice right now. I ask that you reach out your mighty hand to touch every life right here, right now. Oh Lord, reach out your hand and touch everyone. Needs in their lives that they don't even know about. Lord, as you touch them right now, begin to fulfill those needs, begin to perform those needs right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Those unanswered prayers that have been unanswered for years in your life, I call them forth to manifestation. The answer to your unanswered prayers shall now manifest in Jesus' name. I decree that the anointing of the Lord shall come upon you. The glory of the Lord shall cover your life. The grace of the Lord shall cover your life. So much that even your enemies shall begin to help you. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever you have lost to darkness, I decree that they begin to come back to you now in multiple folds in the name of Jesus. For as many of you who have determined in your heart to live a life that pleases the Lord, I decree that unusual help shall come to you to help you live that life, to enable you to live that life. Unusual help shall come to you. Uncommon favor shall come to you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so remain blessed.